The next quality of our true heart, our Buddha nature, is the wisdom that's married with patience, a patient caring. We live in a hurried culture, a hurried society, and even our children are being hurried by the images of television and the expectations to grow through their childhood and their adolescence and their adults, a kind of ambition for everybody. You know, and now we do things faster on our computers, and the speed limit was just raised again, aren't you happy, to 65 miles an hour. And we all have these bigger and faster computers. I don't know anyone who has computers who has more free time than they did before they had their computer. Do you? More time off? Doesn't seem to work that way. Now, patience is an important thing in my own practice, because I'm frequently an impatient person, you know. And then I stop for a moment and I say, well, where am I going? As Thich Nhat Hanh says, if you think that peace and happiness are somewhere else and you run after them, you will never arrive. It is only when you realize that peace and happiness are truly available just here, in this present moment, that you will be able to relax. Touch the present moment, and you will touch real peace and joy. So the patient heart is unhurried. It knows the truth that all time is now. The future is just an idea, right? Where is it? And the past is just a thought. What there is this eternal present. Remember the story from Einstein where he talks about the elasticity of time? He says, when you sit with a pretty girl on a sofa for 2 hours, it seems like just 2 minutes. And if you sit on a hot stove for 2 minutes, it feels like 2 hours. That's relativity. Right? Time is elastic. We create it in our thoughts. And patience is the understanding that what we deeply seek is now. One of the models I have are some of the great Tibetan lamas like the Dalai Lama or Karmapa. And my dear friend and colleague Joseph Goldstein told me about going to Sikkim in India to visit the Karmapa, the 16th Karmapa, some years ago, and had an audience with him. And he came in, he said, and Karmapa had been seeing people all day, and then it was Joseph's time to go in. And he sat down with him, and Karmapa looked at him so steadily and beamed this great joy and compassion to him. He said he could really feel it. And he said, I sat with this man, and he treated me as if we had known each other our whole lives, as if I was one of his most beloved and dearest friends. And that's how he treated everybody. He wasn't in a hurry to get done this moment to get to another. So that Suzuki Roshi, Zen master, said patience is really the wrong translation, because then you're waiting for the next thing. If you're patient, it will come, waiting for the bell in meditation. Ah, now the meditation's over, thank you. I can do the next thing, right? A better translation, he said, is the word constancy. Just the constancy of being present here and here and here. To be present and rest in our Buddha nature. It's a fearless heart, and more than that, a graciousness of heart that can meet each being as the Karmapa did in each moment with that kind of respect.